Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. All right, got my coffee here. I got my chair and my computer and my charts up. I think we're good to go. We have got another cryptoeconomy quick read today. This one is from dailyhodl.com. As far as I can tell, it was written by the Daily Hodl staff. There doesn't seem to be any specific writer attributed to this. Most of it's just snippets from a U.S. Congress release paper, a report. And in the never-ending back and forth between government hating, banning, cryptocurrencies are just for child raping and terrorism, and blockchain is great and cryptocurrencies are wonderful, we have a new development. We are swinging back to liking cryptocurrency today. Who knows what tomorrow brings, but right now it was an economic report from U.S. Congress, and there's an entire chapter in the 334 pages of this thing. There's a 27-page chapter about blockchain and cryptocurrency. So let's go ahead and get into the Daily Hodl's summary, titled, "The U.S. Congress Releases Extraordinary Report Praising Cryptocurrency and Blockchain Technology." The U.S. Congress just released its massive joint report on the state of the economy, and for the first time, an entire chapter is dedicated to cryptocurrency. What's even more extraordinary are the number of bullish sentiments on the future of the emerging technology. Here's a look at some of the most interesting aspects of the new report. Blockchains look like the new internet. Quote, "The buzz surrounding digital currencies resembles the internet excitement in the late 1990s, when people recognized technology companies could change the world. Many internet companies launched, and their valuations took off in short order. Many failed, but a few succeeded spectacularly and changed the conventional ways of doing business." End quote. Cryptocurrencies could outshine government fiat. Quote, "Some critics of currencies controlled by government fiat welcome cryptocurrencies because their supply is pre-programmed and perceived as unchangeable. For example, only 21 million bitcoins will ever be issued, and the last fraction of a bitcoin will be issued in approximately 2140. Additionally, the creator of Ethereum designed its mining reward to decline exponentially as more miners create blocks. And according to his calculations, the supply will just be over 100 million Ether." End quote. Blockchain is secure and efficient. Quote, "Cryptocurrencies and ICOs create headlines, and the pace of financial innovation in the blockchain space amazes skeptics. Yet, with all the headlines focusing on the financial applications, people may miss the digital revolution now happening with other blockchain applications. Even worse, people could be frightened about new developments with the technology as they associate blockchains with the negative headlines. Blockchain technology offers a decentralized, secure, and efficient way to store almost any form of data across multiple platforms." End quote. Blockchain may transform many industries. Quote, "Developers, companies, and governments recognize the potential and have already started to implement blockchains for many different uses. For instance, healthcare providers, patients, and policymakers continue searching for portable and secure ways to store medical records digitally. From applications ranging from management of the electrical grid and utilities to how companies manage global supply chains, the potential for blockchain is truly revolutionary. For example, power plants could record the electricity they generate on a blockchain as available for purchase. Utilities could then purchase the power, and the blockchain would record the purchase and the transfer. Finally, the meters of end users would communicate with the utility to purchase portions of the power. These steps occur now, but using a distributed ledger would streamline and speed up delivery, lowering costs and saving power. Blockchains could also enable microgrids from local power sources. The company LO3 Energy currently runs a pilot program for trading power from solar panels on Brooklyn roofs. Smart meters throughout the neighborhood would buy and sell power generated from these alternative sources as it enters the grid. With these developments and countless possibilities, it is no surprise that governments around the world started working with energy providers to explore blockchain's use. Even the Department of Energy partnered with BlockCypher to demonstrate how blockchains could facilitate a smarter energy grid. Shipping a product from a supplier to retail creates mountains of paperwork or computer records that are rarely compatible across differing systems, especially when a distributor acts as a middleman between the two. The paperwork and data tracking multiplies when sending said product overseas or importing. Not only will multiple parties need to ship the product, but the supplier and customer will have to deal with customs agency paperwork. Recognizing blockchain's potential, IBM teamed up with the 214 world's largest shipping company, Maersk, to develop a consensus distributed ledger that would allow all companies and government agencies along the chain to record, track, and verify products throughout their journey. Walmart and other grocers started testing blockchains for their supply chains. In testimony before the House Science and Technology Committee, Frank Yannis, Walmart's Vice President of Food Safety, described how tracking E. coli and other contaminated food took companies and regulators weeks, which left Americans at risk and incurring large costs in food waste. Walmart tested a blockchain platform to track sliced mangoes from farm to shelves and reduced the tracking time from 7 days to 2.2 seconds. Walmart and 10 of the largest grocers in America formed a coalition to implement this technology throughout their supply chains. End quote. The conclusion, quote, technology presents evolving challenges and generates new solutions. Blockchain technology essentially stores and transmits data securely, in large volume, and at high speeds. So far, the technology has proved largely resistant to hacking, and given this feature, developers first applied it to digital currencies. Yet, blockchain has many more potential applications, such as portable medical records and securing the critical financial and energy infrastructure that the report identified. End quote. Overall recommendations from the report. Policymakers and the public should become more familiar with digital currencies and their uses of blockchain technology, which have a wide range of applications in the future. Regulators should continue to coordinate among each other to guarantee coherent policy frameworks, definitions, and jurisdiction. Policymakers, regulators, and entrepreneurs should continue to work together to ensure developers can deploy these new blockchain technologies quickly and in a manner that protects Americans from fraud, theft, and abuse, while ensuring compliance with relevant regulations. And government agencies at all levels should consider and examine new uses for this technology that could make the government more efficient in performing its functions. The negatives. Of course, the report issues a number of cautions as well, including the risks involved investing in initial coin offerings and the volatile world of crypto. Quote, at this point, many prominent economists do not believe cryptocurrencies fit the standard definition of money. Former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen considered Bitcoin a highly speculative asset. That is not considered legal tender. Bitcoin itself has technical and economic limitations that hinder its use as a medium of exchange. Transaction processing time and fees on the Bitcoin network keep increasing and render Bitcoin uneconomical for common purchases. Extreme volatility in the dollar price of cryptocurrencies also impairs their use as money because people price goods and services in dollars, and thus their purchasing power fluctuates wildly. End quote. You can check out the full report here. And, of course, they've linked to the entire economic report, but the only really relevant stuff, I dug through a lot of it, and doesn't seem to be anything except Chapter 9 about blockchain. And it is 27 pages, but this pretty much sums it up well enough that I don't think it's necessary to dig into it any further. But this is a really interesting development in the endless back and forth of Congress loving, hating blockchains and Bitcoin. And obviously this is on the good side. It's still not, I certainly don't agree with everything they said. They talk about it being more efficient, and it's not. If you're running your own blockchain and trying to create a distributed ledger for these things, it's not more efficient. I mean, granted, with the Walmart tested, I thought that was interesting because I had not read anything specific about this, but the quote was, Walmart tested a blockchain platform to track sliced mangoes from farm to shelves and reduce the tracking time from 7 days to 2.2 seconds. And that's true. If you have a, what is essentially a quote-unquote central database that's accessible from however many nodes are running that database, or blockchain, whatever you want to call it, it would be very quick to pull all of that data together. And you can obviously, if you're looking at a situation where these reports and new updates are hashed each time along the chain of exchanging hands during the supply chain, you definitely would be able to trace that back very quickly to its origin, which would be time-stamped, and which would have the signature of wherever place it came from, let's say the supplier or the farm that grew it, whatever. But honestly, this seems just like a aspect of Merkle trees, which technically that's what a blockchain is, but this is technology that's been around for 40 years. It's just been sitting there and nobody's used it. And maybe it just takes some sort of innovation like this for people to realize that that's a useful technology. But honestly, I couldn't believe that it takes them 7 days to track where a mango comes from. Like, these are internal company records. Like, how many phone calls do you have to make for it to take 7 days? I mean, it should be on one server. But you know, regardless, I don't know how Walmart manages their supply chain. That seems a little crazy to me. But if being able to take a hash from the actual product at the store and trace that hash all the way back to its original origins quickly through a blockchain, well then, yeah, that sounds like a great innovation if they aren't able to do that now. But honestly, the surprising thing there is not that the blockchain can do that, it's that Walmart currently can't. However, bootstrapping your own network with a new token and an incentive mechanism to keep nodes up and miners and all of the craziness that comes with trying to create a new blockchain or cryptocurrency, all of that seems kind of arbitrary and unassociated with really what's useful in that type of record keeping. So if they're looking for immutable history, well then, yeah, you can have your own Merkle tree with hashed trees of transactions or a supply chain or whatever it is. And then you take those hashes and you put them into a single transaction every block of the Bitcoin network, and it kind of behaves like a sidechain, not a pegged sidechain in any way, but just one that is hashing the data alongside the Bitcoin blockchain, and therefore you can later prove and ensure that your data is still safe and unaffected or unedited because you can compare it to the hash in the Bitcoin blockchain. And as we know, any information edited in a Merkle tree or a blockchain invalidates the hash of every piece of information going forward in that chain of information. So if anybody tries to change where the supplier came from or alter the keys of the supplier at the beginning of the chain, well then everything is screwed up after that, and we know we're looking at invalid information that is not the correct history of the product. In that way, record keeping is a very interesting value proposition for blockchains and these platforms in general. But another interesting thing that this article, or excuse me, the report did not seem to investigate at all, which I think is a very significant value proposition for blockchain, is the ownership model. The ability to own your own data, your own medical records, to attach the actual money and the loan cryptographically to the ownership of your house or your car. It's a really interesting prospect for independent value ownership. Right now, everything is based on third-party enforcement of ownership. And Bitcoin is a model that turns the ownership into a cryptographic relationship, into a non-coercive situation. Whereas right now, if I own a piece of property, it's up to whether or not the government is going to defend my ownership of that. If I own a car, it's going to be whether or not the bank enforces the ownership of that. But if I've got a smart contract that simultaneously gives me the keys to unlock and drive that car and connects to the actual cryptographic hardware dictating the ownership of that car, well, then no one can contest it. If I do make my payments, or if I have already paid my car in full, well, then nobody else can drive the damn thing. Only I can, because I am the single owner of it. It's just a really interesting ownership model that removes coercion and violent enforcement from the equation if you can fully apply and integrate the private-public key pair to the ownership of information, medical records, a supply chain, or a product, an actual physical product, a smart device. I've always thought that that was a particularly valuable proposition for blockchain and the Bitcoin model. And I'm sure I'm not going to dig into it too far, obviously, because it's a little unrelated to what we just read. And I'm sure there will be a great article about it soon that we can dig into, and I can explore the topic in greater detail, particularly with some source material to dig from and extrapolate. So, hope you guys enjoyed that one. That was a from dailyholdle.com, and again titled U.S. Congress Releases Extraordinary Report Praising Cryptocurrency and Blockchain Technology. That will be it for our crypto economy quick read. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Podbean, and Medium at The Crypto Economy. The Podbean page is cryptoeconomy.podbean.com. And we are also on iTunes. That is the Crypto Economy Podcast. Like, share, retweet, subscribe, all those great things. And I will catch you guys next time on the next Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.